This is Cause and Effect, a DCU fanfic featuring the Teen Titans, written by Somehow Unbroken and read by Raina Jenkins. The story is rated PG and contains the pairing Tim Drake Con Ill, with additional tags for Life Outside Titans Tower, high school dance, jealousy spurred makeouts, taking the relationship public. Author's notes. Written for the TimCom memes Filmfest. The prompt was, I woke up with this plot bunny in my head. Tim and Con have been quietly dating for a little while, and Con's school is having some kind of dance and he sucks up the courage to ask Tim. Tim is wary but says yes. Then, during the dance, all the girls keep hitting on Tim because they recognize that he's the hot rich son of Bruce Wayne, prompting Con to go all, he's my boyfriend, get your slutty hands off him, or something ridiculous. Dulong didn't read. Con asks Tim to a dance, then proceeds to be an overprotective boyfriend because dumb girls want a piece of his, Tim's, ass. Bonus. It takes place in a barn and has a type of theme. Plaid shirts! My school sometimes has functions like this in one of the teacher's very large barns. I don't know, I just think it would be adorable. Extra bonus, if it ends up in the school newspaper or something because he's a frickin' Wayne and everyone thinks it's like having royalty visit. We don't have to go, Con says, for at least the 10th time since Tim arrived in Smallville. I mean, we could just hang out here. It's really not a big deal. Tim shoots him an amused glance. Con, you've been talking about this thing for months. I've known that you wanted to go for longer than I've known you had any interest in taking me with you. Con scrubs his hand through his hair. But if you don't want to... Tim leans up and brushes a quick kiss across Con's lips. Let me grab a shower and get dressed, okay? I smell like Kevlar. And stop freaking out, he adds, as he walks into the bathroom and shuts the door. Con doesn't stop freaking out, but he does do it more quietly. At least Tim can shower in peace. I don't think I've ever been to a dance in an actual barn before, is all that Tim says when Con parks the truck on the Greeley's lawn. The barn is lit up brightly, and there's music and laughter coming from inside. This also marks the first time I'm wearing jeans to an after-school function. That says a lot about your childhood, man, Con says, shaking his head sadly. Personally, I think it's a good look for you. Tim does that thing where he grins without actually moving his mouth, where the smile seems to come out of his eyes. Con reaches over and muscles Tim's hair up, which earns him an actual glare. So, I'm Connor and you're Tim, Con says, pushing his glasses up his face. They're not bad, as glasses go, but he still wishes he could leave them. And, well, some people know I've got a, you know, that we're... I'll just follow your lead, Tim says, cutting him off with another not grin. Breathe, Con. It's a school dance, not a fight against Metallo. That might be easier, Con mutters, opening the door and stepping out into the night. He and Tim are accosted almost as soon as they enter. Zack and Ryan have apparently been waiting for them to show up. Introduce us, Ryan demands, smiling up at Tim with a slightly starstruck expression. I mean, I know who, but Connor, she says, turning and smacking him on the arm impatiently. I'm Tim Drake Wayne, Tim says smoothly, offering a hand and a wide smile that Con's only ever seen in newspaper photographs. Nice to meet you. I'm Rianne, and this is Zack, she says, gripping Tim's hand and returning the smile. It's really nice to meet you, too. She darts a glance at Con. Connor never shuts up about his mysterious out-of-town boyfriend. It's good to have a face to put with all the talk, talk, talk. Con groans. Tim's cheeks have the faintest tint of pink to them, as he releases her hand and shakes Zach's. Zach grins at Tim over his glasses. "Zach Greeley," he says. "Welcome to Smallville."
Is that? No, it can't be. Why would... It is! That's Tim Wayne. He's got to be here with someone. Who's the lucky... God, what I wouldn't give to...
Sometimes Khan really, really hates the fact that he can hear everything going on around him. This is definitely one of those times. Because all of the girls... Well, okay, not Rhiann and not Jody or Lisa or any of his other friends, but the rest of them. They're all talking about Tim. And, okay, Khan talks about Tim a lot too, but Tim is his boyfriend. He's allowed. Bethany Milson is not allowed. "Hi, I'm Bethany," she says, walking right into Tim's personal space like she doesn't realize it's there. Okay, so Tim doesn't radiate 3-foot radius out of costume like he does as Red Robin, but she plasters herself right against his side, like... "Hey, Tim," Khan says, coming up on Tim's other side and wrapping an arm around his shoulders. "So, what do you think of Smallville High's version of a school dance?" "Not bad," Tim says, leaning into Khan and away from Bethany.
Score.
You made it sound like we'd be sharing space with cows, Connor. This isn't at all what I was expecting. Bethany giggles, high and echoing, and leans back into Tim's side. "The Greeleys haven't had cows in ages. This barn is plenty clean, don't you worry." Khan has nothing against Bethany Milson. Really, she's a nice enough girl. Nerdy, popular, cute without trying too hard, smart but not genius level IQ or anything. Honestly, Khan doesn't notice her most of the time. But right now, he feels like he's having that face-off with Metallo that Tim had mentioned in the truck. Tim opens his mouth, probably to say something mindless about cows, and Khan leans down and kisses him. Hard. At some point, Bethany apparently gets the hint and takes off, because when Khan pulls back, he's got his hands on Tim's shoulders, and Tim is holding onto his hips. Tim smiles up at him. Not the eye smile, but the little quirk of his lips that Khan so rarely gets to see. "Hi," Tim murmurs, squeezing Khan's hip in his hand. "Hi," Khan says back, smiling helplessly down at Tim. Sorry. Tim laughs and leans his head against Khan's shoulder. "You don't have to apologize for kissing me, Connor. Although," he says, raising his head to glance behind Khan, "if you were hoping to not out yourself to your entire high school, you probably should have chosen a different course of action." It's right about then that Khan notices the distinct lack of sound from behind him. Sure, the music is still going, and Khan can hear past that, to the Greeleys moving around in their kitchen and the cars moving downtown and 1,000 other things. But the endless chatter he's been tuning into all night is gone. "I've got an idea," he says, sliding his hands down Tim's arms to hold his elbows and carefully not turning around. "There's a telescope up in the loft in the barn at Aunt Martha's place. Want to check it out?" Tim smiles again and pats Khan's hip before sliding out of his arms and taking his hand. "That sounds like a great idea." The end.